Once again, welcome to Monday Morning Access, and on this wonderful cool and wet beginning to the day, and I'm going to have some wonderful things to find out from two gentlemen I have in the studio from the Billabong Zoo, and I have the operations manager Blake and Carl, the bird keeper, and we're going to find out all we know, or they know, about the national, well, it's National Cockatoo Day on the 25th, so we're going to find out about cockatoos. Good morning, Blake and Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Look, I do like to find out as much information as I can before talking to anybody about a subject, like, and especially like this, and I do love what I read about these birds. They're marvellous and magnificent birds, flamboyant feathers, hilarious antics, charming and charismatic, striking appearances and playful personalities, and I'm sure that you could attest to that.
Yeah, people really do seem to like to find things they can relate to when it comes to animals, wildlife, you know, domestic pets, of course.
So, yes.
You know, birds are right up there with, like you say, full of character.
Yes, they are. And I just talking to you before we went on air, I always thought cockatoos were the white ones with the yellow crest, but they're all cockatoos, all the colourful ones as well.
Yeah, Australia is often referred to as the land of the birds. Of the diversity of kind of parrots that are worldwide, we certainly host a significant portion of them as natives. And as you say, people think silver-crested cockatoo is kind of what they, you know, associate with the phrase cockatoo. But in fact, it's much broader than that. And we always point out to people that even your humble cockatiel actually falls into that family grouping.
Right, right. And also with interest, I read back in the year 1530 that the cockatoo was first recorded by Dutch explorers on the Malacca's Islands off Indonesia, and that they called it kakatua. And so therefore it eventually turned around to be cockatoo, which I think is a wonderful thing. And so, Blake, tell me, do you work with the birds all the time, or is it Kyle, the bird keeper, the one that does all the work?
Yeah, the zoo has 11 zookeepers that manage the collection, which is about 270 animals, 100 species, and obviously quite a few species of birds. So that's right across, like you say, not just cockatoos, raptors, and you know, lots of diversity there for the enthusiasts that, you know, are interested in aviculture to come and see. But it's Kyle and a couple of the other keepers specifically that look after that collection of birds.
And do you find them easy to work with?
Every animal, and even though you think, a parrot's a parrot's a parrot, you know, has nuance. And in particular, when it comes to mixed species aviaries, in particular, when it comes to trying to breed these species. So you can't know it all. And, in my position with such a diverse collection, it's why it's important to have experts at the top of their field like Kyle and his colleagues to do that.
Right. So with regard to their playful personalities, do you find that is a big thing with the cockatoos or any of the bird life you've got there?
Yeah, it's important that we're managing all aspects of husbandry, not just, you know, facilitating an enclosure where they can fly or dietary needs or what have you. It's important to consider behavioural characteristics and what that species would do out in the wild, how we can facilitate that in captivity, providing enrichment, stimuli, all of these sorts of things. And right the way down to training conditioning programs that can demonstrate to the general public, you know, what these birds are capable of and why it's important that we conserve them.
Of course, of course.